exports are big business in Michigan. In 2012, $53 billion, or about 15% of the state's GDP, was attributed to the state's export economy, and that's up 12% just from 2011. Much of Michigan's exporting, however, is done by large corporations. Our next guest says there's vast room for growth among the state's small and medium-sized businesses, which often shy away from exporting due to the perceived complexities. J.D. Snyder is the project director for the Best Practices in Regional Export Strategies at MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Welcome, J.D.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
Give us a sense of the export market in Michigan right now.
Well, you just cited some really key data. Michigan's export activity has grown since the meltdown in 2008-2009. Michigan has enjoyed a strong export market relationship with our next-door neighbor, Canada. In 2012, we exported $25 billion worth of goods to Canada, which was over double the next exporting country partner, which is Mexico. And then the other three in the top five were China, Germany, and Saudi Arabia. So Michigan companies do have a good handle on exporting market activity and development, but we have a long, long way to go.
It would, and it's primarily larger companies. There's an opportunity here for the state to strengthen itself economically by getting more small and medium companies to participate.
Absolutely. And that's what we focused on in our project that started back in mid-2011, where we're working with regional partners across the state in working with their local economic development partners and small and mid-sized companies to show those companies the opportunities that exist for them to operate and thrive in foreign markets.
And why has it been so relatively underdeveloped?
Well, we're a big country in the United States, so it's real easy to think that by shipping to several states across the country that that's as good as it gets. And again, we're sort of insulated. It's just us and Canada and Mexico in the North American continent. So we don't have the kind of global access that other countries have in other parts of the world where they're surrounded by any number of different foreign countries. We have a very different historical, cultural experience in this country.
But there are also, I gather, real and perceived complexities involved in exporting to another country.
Well, certainly there are differences or complexities that are involved in shipping products and goods to foreign countries. First and foremost, you need to develop a relationship with these new customers that might be speaking a different language, a different legal system, and a different way of doing business. So there's a whole series of dimensions that in working with a foreign market and shipping and competing in a foreign market, you need to master a certain amount of new information and understanding that you didn't have to do if you were just shipping something down to Indiana.
That must translate into expense to some extent.
And to some extent, that's correct. But, you know, if you're a company here in Michigan and you're shipping product to California, you need to fly out to California to build and maintain your customer relationship. There's expense involved in that, too. So the expenses, to me, are fairly modest in terms of being a part of an investment in market development that's going to reflect on the on a positive impact on your bottom line.
What's been the impact of these recent efforts? There have been some pretty high-profile efforts that predate the Snyder administration. They go back to Jennifer Granholm. Some of these trips to foreign countries, our Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly's been to South America, et cetera. These are efforts all aimed at helping. To what extent are those efforts aimed at helping small and medium businesses in Michigan?
I think the state has done a good job in focusing on small and mid-sized companies because they understand and realize that in order for the Michigan economy to really grow and thrive, we need to cultivate these small and mid-sized businesses in a way that will contribute substantively to the overall state economy. So a lot of the growth that we can expect over the next few years is going to be growth in those small and mid-sized companies, and a lot of that growth is going to come from the development of export market.
There are both state and federal offices to aid businesses looking to export. Tell us about those.
Absolutely. We have a really wealthy menu of resources that are available to small and mid-sized companies. The state has its state trade and export program, the STEP program, and with that program, small and mid-sized companies can be reimbursed 50% of their export-related expenses up to a maximum of, I believe, $13,000. So, for example, a company that we met with a number of weeks ago applied for support from the STEP program, and that company is currently in Germany and some other European countries in visiting potential customers to develop export markets for their products. They're a company over in St. Clair County.
What business are they in?
They're in the medical technology business, so a good high-end niche market area. The other resources that are available to companies include the U.S. Export Assistance Center. There are offices both in Pontiac and Grand Rapids, depending on whether you're on the east side or west side of the state. The Export Assistance Center is a great place to start if you're thinking about shipping a product to a place that you haven't worked with before. And also, the Export Assistance Center will hook you up with the U.S. Commercial Service offices that have offices all around the globe, and that service will provide a company with contacts in a foreign country. They'll vet those contacts for your visit and really provide a tremendous value added. Any company that has used U.S. Commercial Services that I've communicated with, just go on and on and on about what a great service it's been for them, and it is a federal agency that's providing that service.
We're talking with J.D. Snyder today on Current State. J.D. is the project director of the for the Best Practices in Regional Export Strategies at MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Is there a particular sector of the Michigan economy that is, in your view, noticeably under-leveraged in terms of, agriculture, manufacturing? I mean, we think of agriculture and manufacturing first, but is there a sector that's overlooked here that really stands to benefit from greater exporting?
Well, I think the one sector that's really that's really neglected, perhaps, is the service sector. We don't often think in terms of the service sector being able, because it doesn't sell products, it doesn't sell goods, so you can't see it crossing the border.
How does that play out?
Well, one part of the service sector that sort of surprises folks is the fact that we have a very active tourism industry here. So that's, if you are bringing in foreign visitors to Michigan to take advantage of our cultural and natural resource attractions, that is a certain kind of service exporting.
But you're promoting tourism. You're kind of exporting promotion of Michigan. It's the Pure Michigan campaign or something like that.
Something
that you're talking
like that.
About?
Right.
Well, it's too bad we can't export tourism, I guess, but I see what you're saying. The role China plays in this appears to be just huge. And in fact, in yesterday's Lansing State Journal Outlook section, there was some really compelling numbers here with regard to the role China plays as a recipient of Michigan products. Any comment on China in particular?
Well, it's a huge market.
It already is a huge market.
And it has huge potential. I mean, it has a huge rising middle class. It has, you know, probably a dozen cities of several million people, so it's a highly urbanized society. And with those urban developments, you have opportunities for infrastructure development, and we have a lot of companies in Michigan that can take advantage of those kinds of developments.
I noticed last night online find that, according to one very reputable-looking website I was looking at, about 98% of German exporters are small and medium enterprises. In the United States, it's determined that only about 1%.
That's correct.
Export at all. If we're talking apples to apples here, that is an extraordinary discrepancy. What's going on there?
Germany has a long history of being a trade and export leader, and they've really, as a matter of state policy in that country, have really focused on small and mid-sized companies in a way that has been largely lacking in the United States up until very recently. When the president announced the National Exporting Initiative back in 2010, his major focus was we need to bring small and mid-sized companies into the exporting market because that's where the growth is.
Is there an insularity to American business still?
Probably far more than we would like to be the case. We're a large country. It's very easy to simply think about markets here in the United States and North America and think that's enough, and failing to realize that there's yet that much more out across the globe, and they want to buy American products. And that's a really important thing to keep in mind, that folks in foreign countries want to buy American products. It's up to us to get those products to them.
J.D. Snyder is the project director for the Best Practices in Regional Export Strategies at MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Thanks, J.D., for joining us to discuss Michigan's export economy.
Thanks so much, Mark.